Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope that song really ministered to your heart. It's a classic hymn, and that was sung by a woman in 1965. I was a six-year-old little boy at that time, and her name is Del Delker. Del, D-E-L, Del Delker, D-E-L-K-E-R, Del Delker. And she was very popular in the church. And that song is featured from her vinyl album, What Will It Be to See Jesus, which was the featured song. Well, I hope this series thus far has been a blessing to you. We're all going to go through life and encounter pressured situations. But we are invited by God to cast our heavy burdens on him. Our scripture for this week is Psalm 55:22, which reads, cast or throw or place upon the Lord thy burden, that which weighs you down, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast thy burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you today needing for you to take our burdens, needing for you to sustain us. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. Spirit, have your way with our hearts and glorify Jesus by means of this wonderful text of Scripture. This we ask, this we pray. May your people be edified, and in the end, God glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. David, who wrote this psalm under extreme affliction and pressure, encourages the people of God to cast, to salak, to take their heavy, 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 unbearable burdens. Your burdens, my burdens, that life dishes out to us, are so heavy and so burdensome that if it were not for the Lord, we would be crushed under the pressure. But we are encouraged to cast them on God's big shoulders. To cast means to throw. Now, we've made this point before that you cannot throw. No man can take a boulder 10 times his size or one time his size. Let's talk about a boulder one time your size. Let's say a boulder equal to you. There's no way you can pick up that boulder and toss it anywhere. You can't even pick it up. You're going to need a machine with great hydraulic power to pick up a rock of any size. You just can't do it. Your physical frame will not allow you to pick up a rock that size, much less cast it, much less roll it. So how do we roll these burdens? How do we throw them on the Lord? Well, it's easy. Prayer. That's we take our burdens, and by means of prayer, prayer is that great machinery that we use to take everything that's crushing us, everything that seems to be killing us, and we use it to cast it on the Lord. So we cast our burdens. The word burden means what is given in Hebrew. Literally means what is given. In other words, what life dishes out. Here you are minding your own business on a day like today. You don't know. It was just a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday morning, the family and I were making our way to church. And as I was turning to go on Route 5 heading towards St. Johnsville, the front end of the car just went kabunk. I mean, and there we were stranded. There you have a burden. What life gives you. I didn't intend to get into the car to have it break down, to have, you know, my family stranded on the road. But that's what life gives you at times. And thank God we were able to make it to church, and we had a wonderful service that day. And after that service, we had a great meal and at church, and we fellowshiped. And then after that, I came back to deal with my burden. What was the burden? Well, I had to call AAA to come pick up the car, take it to the mechanic. But that morning, I wasn't planning on having the car break down. It's just what life dishes you. And what do you do with these burdens? Well, you give them to the Lord in prayer. You're a child of God, give it to the Lord in prayer. Whatever comes your way, it can be a barrage of burdens. It can be a hailstorm of burdens that out of the blue rains down from the sky. What are you to do? You're to cast whatever life dishes out, whatever problems, whatever trouble, whatever distresses, whatever difficulties, whatever load or weight or pack or bundle that is suddenly laid on your shoulders, cast it, throw it on the large shoulders of the Lord by means of prayer. The text reads, cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. You want to survive this? Well, cast it on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. The word sustain is a verb. It's an action word. You see, it's your job. It's your action. You have an action. What's your action? To cast. When that burden comes on you, you are to spring into action by means of prayer, and you're to take that thing and give it to the Lord. You're to cast it on the Lord. As you step into action, as you become active, spiritually speaking, and take that and put it on the Lord, then God also gets active. And what does he do? He sustains thee. Your job is to cast. His job is to sustain. To sustain means to hold up, to bear up, to support, to keep you up, to shore you up, to underpin you, to give you the support that you need. Look at the picture there. Look at the clip art. There's a family. There's a mom and a dad and a little boy. And this family is undergoing. They're undergoing a burden. They have some weight put on this family. Some trouble has come this family's way. Some burden. And it's about to crush this family. Well, do you see the mom and the dad and the little boy with a burden over them? No. Why? Because they've already cast it to the Lord. They've already given it to God by means of prayer. And then what does he do? Not only does he take your burden, not only does he take your mess, not only does he take your storm, not only does he take your difficulty and takes it off your shoulders, then his upholding hand comes underneath you and raises you above your circumstance. That's what the word sustain means. God just, you know, I remember one time being in a plane, and we were in a major thunderstorm, and the plane was just rocking and rolling up there in the sky. I mean, and every time there was lightning hit, it seemed like the plane was going to fracture in two, in pieces. And boy, was I scared. I mean, it was a nighttime flight, and the thunderstorm was just, I mean, the lightning and the thunder, and the plane was just rocking backwards and forwards, and every time, a thunderbolt hit, people in the plane started screaming. And like I said, it seemed like the plane was going to snap. Then the pilot came on and says, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go higher. We're going to fly above the storm in order to avoid this rocky flight. And that's what he did. The pilot and the co-pilot took the plane, and the plane went above the storm. And it was smooth sailing after that. Smooth sailing. No more lightning. No, we didn't feel anything. Why? Because we were sustained. We were lifted above that mess, turbulence. that storm. That's what God promises to do. David says, listen, take your mess, whatever it may be. Don't carry it. Don't try to be a superhero and carry something you know you can't carry. Give it to God. Put it on God's shoulders. And then watch him sustain you. Watch him take you above the storm and preserve your life. Preserve your mind. You know, a lot of us, we lose it mentally. We get so depressed. We get so down and out. We don't want to get out of bed. We lose sleep at night. We suffer from insomnia. The things that have come our way rob us of our sleep. And God says, you don't need to be robbed of your sleep. You don't need to suffer from insomnia. Let me take you above the storm. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 3. Here's Psalm 3, verses 4, 5, and 6. Here's a perfect example of the Lord sustaining. By the way, this is another Psalm of David. Another Psalm of David. He writes in verse 4, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Afterwards, after I cried out to God, after I prayed, after I gave him my burden, then I was able to lie down and sleep. When I awoke, it was because the Lord has sustained me. You know, when we were going through that storm, nobody on that plane was sleeping. I remember hearing women telling little children, don't cry. And, you know, there were men that were crying on that flight. I remember I was flying at the tail of the plane. I was in the tail where the bathrooms are and the way in the back. And every time lightning hit, it felt like that tail of the plane was going to snap off. I said to myself, that's it. It's curtains. It's over. Next time this lightning hits the sky and the atmosphere and that crackling sound and that explosive noise, that's it. This where I'm sitting at is just going to snap off, the bathroom and all. And I remember once the pilots took us above the storm, everybody went to sleep. It was all quiet again. It was all quiet. People fell asleep. Why? Because they had been lifted above the storm. I laid me down and slept. When I awoke, it was only because the Lord sustained me. My brothers and sisters, you don't need to lose sleep. You just need to cast your burdens on the Lord. And then take a nap. And when you wake up, the storm is over, the storm is gone, because why? God lifted you above your circumstances. Verse 6, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, and save me. You see, my brothers and sisters, David says, I'm not going to be afraid. All right, so now there's this huge army coming against me. I've got the bullseye on my back. I am the king of Israel. The first thing that these armies want to do is take out the king. I am the primary target. They're coming hard after me, but I don't need to lose sleep. Why? The Lord will sustain me. Psalm 37, verse 17. Verse 17 is the first verse. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. Notice, the arms of the wicked, the people who carry the sword and the people who carry the bow and the arrow and the people who carry the spear, and with the sword and the bow and the arrow and the spear, they are intending to do what? To end my life. God will snap their arms. but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. In other words, no one's going to snap God's arm. And since no one can snap his arm in battle, he lifts us above the fray. Look at verse 23 and 25. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, never, for his seed begging bread. Let us turn to Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verses 6 through 8. It says, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. In other words, here is the psalmist. He's losing sleep. He's got insomnia. Something is keeping him up. There's some trouble that is robbing him of his precious sleep. He goes on to say in verse 7, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Thy right hand sustains me. Yes, I'm having a hard time falling asleep. Yes, I'm having a hard time not thinking about the issues that confront me, scary things that are just robbing me of my peace. Yet, when I meditate on you and when I meditate on your person, then I can have a good night's sleep because I know you uphold, you sustain the righteous. Psalm 145. Verse 14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that are bowed down. Have you taken a punch to the gut? Has life given you a punch in the gut? Have you gotten some bad news that you were not expecting? Has some burden been suddenly placed on you? Well, the Lord upholds all those who just got punched in the stomach. All those who went down from an unexpected hit, the Lord sustains those people which are his people. Teen, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth. Now, you see that word preserveth in Hebrew. It's the word kol, which the King James in another place translates sustain. The Lord preserveth or sustains all them that love him. But all the wicked, all the ungodly, all the unrighteous people, he will destroy. My brothers and sisters, are you God's covenant children? Are you the people of God? Have you suddenly experienced an attack? Has life sent something your way that you didn't want? Cast it on God's broad shoulders. For he promises to sustain thee. He promises to lift you above your present storm. Trust him. Call on him. Cry out to him. Then have yourself a good lunch and walk out to where your hammock is. Walk out to where you have that nice place where you take your little naps during the daytime and have yourself a good sleep. Cast your burdens on God, give God your problems, and then go take a good nap. And when you wake up, you will realize he has sustained you. Well, Saints, that'll do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up this text. Love you much in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Heaven came down and called.